Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Burt Show.
All right, so he is trapped in the weeds, or maybe it's a she, in that friend zone. And is it even possible to get out? I feel like we get this email quite a bit. Kristen's got it.
All right, so she goes, I could really use some advice about a situation that's been on my mind. Recently, a friend from college asked me out on a date. I was pretty taken aback because I've never seen him in that way. Honestly, I was so surprised that I ignored his text. I just didn't know how to respond without hurting his feelings or making things awkward between us. After a few days, he asked me if I got his message. I didn't want to lie, so I told him I saw it, but thought it was a mistake. I know it was a bit of a cop-out, but I panicked.
You're panicked.
The truth is, I'm not attracted to him at all, and I don't have any desire to go out with him. Here's where it gets tricky. We have a lot of mutual friends, and there's this party coming up this weekend, and we're both going to attend. I'm feeling super anxious about seeing him there. I don't want things to be awkward or tense, especially since it's a party with all of our mutual friends. I've been running through different scenarios in my head, trying to figure out the best way to handle this. On one hand, I could try to avoid him altogether, but I know that's not really practical and might just make things more uncomfortable. On the other hand, I could try to talk to him and clear the air, but I'm not sure what to say or how to approach the conversation without making him feel bad. Do you think I should bring it up at the party or maybe try to talk to him beforehand? I don't want to hurt his feelings more than I already might have, but I also don't want to give him any false hope. Thanks for your help, Macy.
Well, I just feel like being a nice person isn't going to give him any kind of false hope. Like, I feel like you've already done what you could. You were honest in that you just didn't want to go out with him, which I feel like was the right thing to do so that you don't get his hopes up even more. Like, that's what's actually going to give him hope, if you actually go out with him and give him a reason to think there's a chance. But if you've shot him down and you're just going to be friendly and nice and normal like you typically would be at a party, I kind of feel like there's really nothing wrong with that. Like, if he's going to assume that something more is going to come out of it because you're a friend, then that's on him and not you.
If you can't bring it to yourself to tell him the truth because you feel like it's going to make things awkward or it's going to, you know, mess up the party, I would probably just tell him that I'm talking to someone. Just tell him that you're interested in someone else, and, you know, that's there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that complicated. Mm. I think you've said this before. Just a mature conversation from time to time really helps out.
Yeah, well, I don't really understand what happened to just, you know, being honest with your feelings. Like, why have we made things more complicated than they need to be?
Nah.
All right, so maybe you're waffling back and forth. You haven't been feeling real great. You've been labeling yourself depressed. You're in a dark place, and it's been going on for a while. But you're also somebody that doesn't want to lean on medications, right? So you've been waffling back and forth. And I think the best way to get real input on what's going to happen is
through friends, is through people around you that you know, that you trust. But you also have to remember that everybody's body is so different. So when Cassie here tells you about what's going on with her and her body when it comes to affects her, her results might be different than yours.
You know, and the friend thing is certainly something that I took into account thanks to Kristen being so open with her journey about anxiety and Lexapro. And the thing is, I was in one of those situations where it was dark, but I liken it to, you've heard the analogy of, you know, crabs or frogs or whatever in a boiling pot of water. If it slowly gets hotter, they don't recognize what's happening. Whereas if you just threw them in, they'd be able to be like, ah, it's hot in here. Same kind of thing. Like, I didn't realize it was depression because it was so slowly creeping up over my life. And I wasn't like crying every day or unable to get up, but it was like a void. Like, life didn't really have color. Nothing was funny. And I didn't realize that at the time. I just didn't have energy. So I actually developed like an Uber Eats addiction at some point, because I just did not have the energy to cook for myself. I cooked for my kids and I was wiped after that. And finally, I decided after talking to my husband, I just never thought that depression medication or anxiety medication was for me. And it wasn't because I had anything against it. I just honestly didn't think I was in a bad enough spot to need it.
Like, what would have been rock bottom for you to go, okay, now it's time?
Well, I think if I hadn't been able to function at all, and that was my mentality, which I think looking back is incorrect, but because I also didn't talk to people about it and I had gone to therapy and then I had stopped, it just felt like, okay, I had two young kids. This is what life is like. It's hard, but I'm still able to go to work and do a good job there. My kids are happy, healthy, well-fed. Sure, I'm tired and exhausted, but that's just what life is right now. And it just went on for so long. And I think there was a breaking point where I finally was like, let me just try it out. Let me just see if it can help fix something and maybe get my sense of humor back, because I'm really tired of feeling like I'm outside my body. Like, I'll listen to someone be funny and I'd be like, that's funny. And I would have no reaction to it whatsoever internally. So I'd be able to recognize these great moments happening in life, but I'd feel nothing about them. So I tried Lexapro first. I talked to my doctor. I got it prescribed and it made everything worse. I got way more anxious. I was waking up at 3 a.m. with like anxious panic attacks. My heart was racing. My pupils dilated different sizes. And I was like, no. And I was so crushed because I was like, this was supposed to be the fix-all magic pill. And it has done nothing except make things worse. And I wrote it out for weeks, hoping it would get better. And once the pupil thing happened, I was like, nope, we're done with that. So I talked to my doctor again. And we went with a different medication called Effexor. And it has been a game changer. And I wanted to share the thing about the Lexapro, because it's not always the first one that you find. Like you said, Bert, your body chemistry is different. My husband's on Lexapro. Kristen, you've talked about it. I have a lot of friends on it as well, and they all love it. And it just wasn't for me. So don't give up if you've hit one and it's not working. Because when you find the right one, oh my, I can deal with things now. Not everything is an anxious, you know, situation I have to avoid. It used to be I had OCD as well. I couldn't bring packages past a certain point in my home. I had clean spaces, so no shoes in certain spaces. If a kid's like teddy bear touched the floor, I would have to wash it. They wouldn't be able to have it back. Any clothing item, nothing. And it became debilitating to a point. And my poor husband supported me because he knew that stuff was important to me, but none of us were educated enough to know, like, this is not normal. This isn't new mom anxiety. This is like postpartum depression anxiety, and it's triggering your OCD.
And it was so easy to write off because, you know, as being a new mom, then a mom of two, and then also going through a pandemic, it was just so easy to write off stuff when in actuality, there was something deeper going on.
Yeah, and it didn't help, like the headlines you see too at that time about COVID. It was just so triggering. And so
I would have doubled up during election season.
Well, now I can handle stuff. I'm not anxious in the same way. And I feel like I have a better grasp on what's a real threat versus what is my anxiety. I know I can discern between my anxiety kicking in and real life, which is nice. And crazy enough, my appetite has changed as well. I'm no longer hungry all the time. That's an effect for some people, but it's because I'm not constantly looking for energy from sugar because I'm so tired. It's regulated itself. And I feel better. I sleep better. My family is happier. I'm happier. My relationship is stronger. I can laugh again. And it's not a magic fix-all pill. I made a lot of other changes too, including more exercise, changed my diet as well. Not drastically, but like enough, because I didn't want to just take the medicine as a Band-Aid. Like I wanted to make sure that I could do everything in my power to have my body support the help of the medicine, if that makes sense. Like I didn't want to rely on it by itself. And so now 6 months in, I can tell you that I would 100%, after talking to your doctor, recommend it to anyone, even or anyone who needs it, even if you don't think it's right for you, because the relief that I feel about being able to operate normally, and I can always tell when I missed a dose. I texted our friends the other day, and I was, one of them texted back, "You're overthinking it," because I was getting in my head. And I talked to Kristen the other day, and then I was like, "Oh, I missed a dose." So it comes back. But the thing is, you don't have to have some giant trauma in order to go to therapy or get medicine. It doesn't have to be rock bottom for you. You're allowed to get help before you hit rock bottom. And my favorite analogy, Bert, you brought it up, like, if you're walking around life and then I guess one of your friends put on some glasses and was like, "Oh, that's what everything's supposed to look like." Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
You don't know until you know.
Yeah. Right. And I feel like I have my old self back.
Nice.
And
nice.
I missed her. I missed her a lot. And I thought she was gone forever. And I can find her again. I feel like I can clap back. I'm sassy Cassie again. I'm still weird and crazy, but that's okay. And the pill can't fix everything.
It just doesn't have to take the edge off. Like my, I was really nervous that it was going to make me numb to everything. And I was going to wake up one day and go, "Oh my God, what have I missed?" But it's not like that.
No. And I do want to thank Kristen for being so open with mental health talk and struggles and your journey with medication, because I think hearing other people talk about it normalizes it. It makes it feel not so much of a bad thing, because it's not, and there's a stigma around it. So I think I honestly credit you with giving me the courage to go and have that conversation with my doctor. So thank you.
Honey, you're so welcome. I'm so happy for you. The Burr Show, we love drugs! Yay!
This is The Burr Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Do you want to call an audible here and run with this? Like, you guys call up flexing your intelligence. The fact that you know that most don't. We just went around the room. If you want to get in on this, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I eat walnuts every day, but I'm not really sure what a walnut is, actually. So I Google it during the show because we're very busy in here. And found out that walnuts are not actually nuts at all. Walnuts are the seeds of a fruit called a drupe. D-R-U-P-E. Now you know.
So they're a droop nut?
It's not a droopy nut.
A droopy nut.
That's sad. That is. So do you have one of those? Now you know. moments. 1-855-BIRCHO, because we went around the room and most had them.
And this just happened recently. One of my good friends, Michelle, sent me this information about where, like, throwing up the middle finger and saying F you came from, right? Because I am notorious in my friend group. When we take group photos, I like to throw the bird. I'm super mature. Anyway, before the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, the French, anticipating victory over the English, proposed to cut off the middle finger of all captured English soldiers.
Really?
Without the middle finger, it would be impossible to draw the renowned English longbow. And therefore, they would be incapable of fighting in the future. This famous English longbow was made of the native English yew tree. And the act of drawing the longbow was known as plucking the yew, or pluck yew.
You.
Much to the bewilderment of the French, the English won a major upset and began mocking the French by waving their middle fingers at the defeated French and saying, pluck you. Over the decades, Americans have since changed the words to from pluck you to F you. Mm-hmm. And that's why we threw up the bird.
Whoa, bro. The more you know. 1-855-BIRCHO. Cassie.
I love these facts so much. This is my favorite. I'll like read them all day on Reddit. So I found out why pirates wear eye patches, and it's not generally always because they lost an eye like you would think. If you think about it, that's a lot of pirates losing eyes. It's because when they're on the ships sailing, they have one eye covered. So when they go below deck, they instantly are acclimated to the darkness and they can just move the patch to the other eye and see immediately in the dark. Then you go back above the deck and that other eye is already acclimating to the dark. So it just makes it easier to switch back and forth between the two.
The more you know. There it is.
I found out another really interesting one yesterday, and this one's especially for parents, why kids don't like vegetables. And it's an evolutionary thing. It's because kids don't like bitter stuff because poisons are bitter. So to survive, children, if they ate something bitter because their bodies are so small, they would spit it out immediately because their brain is registering it as poison. They have more taste buds than adults. So the older you get, you lose your taste buds and those vegetables stop tasting as bitter.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Unless you call broccoli brontosaurus trees and then they'll eat whatever.
You guys know what Bic pens are, right?
Yeah.
Pretty standard pen. Mm-hmm. The top on it has a little hole at the very top of the cap that comes off. Why is there a hole there?
So you don't choke.
So when a kid swallows it, you don't choke. The air goes through the top of the pen. Whoa!
I like the way Cassie answered that, like, duh.
I know.
So you don't choke.
But I mean, didn't it happen? And that's why they did that? Because
that I don't know.
Yeah. So why do they know not to eat vegetables, but they'll eat Bic pens? What are those taste buds?
No one said they were smart. It's their lizard brains. All right.
So she was pretty sure that her boyfriend has been messing around on her with a 75-year-old woman.
We don't know what's going on in that house.
Man, I would not tell any of my friends. I'd just say, you know what? She just ghosted me.
Yeah, you keep that one to yourself.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Gina hit us up, and she's like, I need you to do a To Catch a Cheater War of the Roses because I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. I slipped into his phone and shared his location services with me. He's been telling me he's going to the gym or GameStop or places like that, but when I look at his phone, he's going in the opposite direction. He's going to some residential neighborhood. None of his friends live there. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know who he's seeing. So she waits. We talk to her. Abby and I are like, you got to follow him. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. And she followed him. He's like, hey, I'm going. I think he was going back to GameStop or whatever. Or he was going to a friend's house to play games is what he was doing. And she watched.
Mm-hmm. A special friend's house, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Playing games, all right.
And he goes in the complete opposite direction. He's heading back to that same residential area. So she follows him and she's sitting there doing a stakeout. And then at one point she's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, this is, I can't believe I'm here. I'm going to leave. But before she leaves, he actually steps out the door and he's walking out. And then out this little old lady walks, this little elderly woman. She says, who's like between the ages of 75, 80.
She's walking side to side and stuff.
No.
Just finished giving him that work.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow.
Got her cane.
Anyway.
Didn't have it before he walked in.
What is wrong with you? And so they waved goodbye to each other. They weren't swapping spit. She didn't see like a tongue kiss or anything like that.
Well, I mean, she's old fashioned.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to kiss in public.
My bad.
That and she doesn't have saliva anymore.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo.
Swap spit when you don't have any.
So he goes. I can't with y'all. So he goes home. Then she shows up and she's like, hey, how was your friend? He was like, good. And so he's continuing with the lie. And she's like, I'm going to have to confront him this weekend and get to the bottom of whatever it is he's doing.
So she was supposed to confront him, but she was nervous about it because she found the info out by looking through his phone and all that. So how do you even start that conversation?
It's not a good look for her when she goes into this.
Hey, Gina, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Did you have the talk?
Okay, so we definitely talked. I know who the old lady is, but it came at a cost, and my boyfriend is furious at me.
Okay, well, we gave you sort of the built-in excuse, like, hey, I've been cheated on in the past, so I've done some things that I normally wouldn't do, but my insecurities got the best of me. Did you start with that?
Yeah, but, like, he's more upset that, like, I violated his privacy, in his words. Like, he really doesn't understand. He, like, does not see my perspective on it, it feels. Because, so, like, Friday night, I finally brought it up. And I knew he was lying to me. And I was like, okay, where are you going? I didn't tell him about the phone yet. But I was like, where are you going? I know you're not going where you say you are. And instead of immediately answer my question, he got super defensive, like, how do you know that? And I'm like, that's not really the important part here. I know that you're going somewhere that you say you're not. And this went back and forth for a real long time until I just sort of blew up at him and was like, oh, you know what, well, I got into your phone, and yeah, this is not really my finest moment. And that's when he told me about Edith. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's a perfect name for her. And basically, he's learning piano, and she's the grandmother of one of his friends, and she's his piano teacher. And I was, if I had not seen her with my own eyes, I was so ready to call him out on just another lie. But I was just like, of course. Like, it's so easy. Like, that makes sense that I didn't even have, like, a defense to, like, attack him with, because, like, there's no way they're doing anything, you know? And I was just like, okay, so, like, you know, was trying to be, like, gentle about it, but that, like, shamefully, I had gotten to his phone while he wasn't looking, and, he did not like that. He was all mad at me, like, how dare you lie to me, whatever. I did not tell him I followed him. Well, I did not bring that up.
Can I pause you for just one second here? So, something just doesn't smell right. Wouldn't he tell you that he's taking piano lessons? Like, was this going to be a surprise to you at some bigger event or something?
That's what I find, like, surprisingly more hurtful. Was like, yeah, I've been cheated on before, but, like, this just kind of feels like, like, whatever's going on, he wasn't comfortable telling me, which kind of sucks.
But did you ask him? I mean, my first question would be like, so why are you hiding the fact that you're taking piano lessons?
He told me, he said, I deserve to have a life without someone monitoring my every moment. And
Nah, that's when you download the piano app. Like, let me hear a tune instead. Yeah, I need to hear something.
Come on, Mozart.
Yeah, that sounds like a little gaslighting going on there. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, be honest with yourself. Are you the kind of person who constantly asks him, where are you going? What are you doing? What time will you be home?
No, it's not like I'm like, you know, helicopter parenting him, you know? Like,
Gina, you broke into his phone and shared his location services with yourself.
I'm not saying she's not wrong, but his excuse that I shouldn't have to tell you everything that's going on in my life when he's got this new hobby that he's going to every week, that certainly seems natural that it would come up in conversation.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like I'm relating to this in past relationships, and it's an immaturity thing, honestly. You have to grow past it, but feeling so smothered and like I can't make a move without having to report all the time, and then feeling like I have to justify it. Well, why do you want to take piano? I'm not saying you did this, but it'll be like, why do you want to take piano? I don't know. I just do. But why now? Ugh. I just want to do something without having to explain it fully all the time. And so I could see how, again, I'm not saying it's right, but how it's easier just to live your own life, because you should be able to make decisions like that without having to always run it by or talk to a partner about it. So if you've gotten to that point in your relationship where maybe he doesn't even realize that he's feeling a little smothered or controlled or eyes on him all the time, it's not the right move, but I can see why he made it. And I don't necessarily think it's a red flag on his part, but it's something that you need to hash out in your relationship and you need to figure out.
I don't disagree that you shouldn't be allowed to have your own life and to make decisions without having to explain yourself and tell someone about your every move. But to me, it is such a red flag if you repeatedly, over and over and over again, multiple times, and you have shown a pattern that you're telling me that you're going to GameStop and going to one place and then you end up at another place. That to me would be cause for a breakup, because if you're going to lie to me about your location and then continue to gaslight me when I call you out for it, even though we did it in some really shady ways, that to me tells me that you're going to lie to me about just about anything. You feel like you want to not explain.
It's tough because I do think there's something sus going on with him. And because she had to do what she did first, it's really irrelevant. But I don't know if this is a me thing or a other guy's thing. But I do believe that if I got caught in a lie and I was actually lying, I would be more defensive than if I wasn't. So his level of defense, it tells me something.
Something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Burt Show.
This is the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so let's talk teachers here for
Please.
Just 1 second. Was this teacher totally and completely out of line or not?
That's my question, and I want to ask teachers this question, because I'm going to break down what my friend relayed to me that happened to her daughter, and we want to know, is it the teacher that was out of line, or are the mamas being mama bears and we need to take a step back? So to paint the picture here, my friend's daughter, she's in the sixth grade. So she just started middle school this past year, and this is a brand new school, and it's a fantastic school. It's a private school, so she and her husband are, you know, paying handsomely for their daughter to go here. And she's a smart kid. She's a good kid. I'm not, like, laying it on thick. She's in accelerated classes. She's in AP classes, and she already has an elevated GPA. So just so you know what we're dealing with here, right? So the other day, she's in one of her classes,
And this is like the one teacher, and bless her daughter's heart. She's a people pleaser, and she wants everybody to like her, including her teachers, right? And so she's in this one class, and they're taking a test. And it's there's a time limit on the test, and everybody else was finished but her. And she's already starting to panic a little bit, and the teacher is adamant, you got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 minutes. And then she goes, you got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. And then the teacher stands over her and has the entire class count her down.
No.
Okay. So, all right. So we weren't.
From like 10 seconds?
No. For like, I think it was from like 30.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. So they sat there and she had, so my friend's daughter is like, she's starting to well up.
Oh, no.
And she's about to cry.
Uh-huh.
And they count her down, and she's upset, and she runs out of the classroom.
And
she calls her mom, and her mom was like, I mean, she couldn't even breathe because she was crying so hard. And so mom was really upset that they counted her down. And then there was something else too, and I'm trying to remember, like, because when she started to like well up or she was about to cry, the teacher said something like, we don't do that in this class, or something like that, right? Because, you know, it's an AP class, whatever. So my
how
friend.
How old is the kid again? I'm sorry.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Which puts in how old?
11 or 12.
11, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the principal, right? And she's like, you know, I'm pretty upset with how all this went down, whatever. And they're like, well, you know, it is an AP class, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to have a meeting with all of her teachers. So all 7 of her teachers, right? And she's like, I don't need a meeting with all 7 of her teachers. I need a meeting with this one teacher about this incident. Mm-hmm. And then they said something about, well, maybe she needs to be, and I'm trying to remember the word my friend used. And it wasn't like, it wasn't in they didn't say like a normal class or a regular class, but the solution to them was to take her out of AP and put her in an assisted class.
No.
So not placing any of the blame in this situation on the teacher whatsoever.
No. And that maybe she wasn't, you know, and she's, like I said, she's a great student. Like, it was like that's the one moment that something like that happened. And she's still so upset with how the teacher handled the situation. But the school is obviously very much taking the teacher's back, which I understand, you know, you would want your school and the administration to have your back. But in this instance, I'm kind of like, I just couldn't, like, putting myself in her position and sitting there and you're trying to finish your test and the teacher has the entire class counting down to when you're out of time. It felt so cruel and unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little bit mixed on it, though, because we hear so often that the schools never back up the teachers, and that's why so many of them are taking off. In this case, I just think they stuck up for the wrong situation.
and they pay for this.
Yeah.
And all her other teachers are fantastic, right? She has no other issues in any other classes. It's just this one class and this one particular teacher, and she's trying to figure out, like, the best way to go. And my other friend was like, well, like, yes, this sucks. And this was like, she was definitely in the wrong, but this is also valuable lessons can be learned that not everybody's going to like you and you're going to run into people like this and you're going to learn coping mechanisms. And because she was going to take her daughter out of the class and her daughter's like, nope, absolutely not.
I like that for her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way to stand up for herself. I would, my thing would be, what was the teacher's goal in doing this? And do you do this to other students?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I was just saying it was completely inappropriate. It's borderline bullying. I just heard as I was coming on someone say about something about other students. I am a teacher, and I wonder if that is the environment that they do to other students. So it's something that's normal, but it's absolutely inappropriate and sickening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
I do love that the student was like, no, let's go.
Yeah. She's like, uh-uh. She's going, I'm going to make her like me.
Good. That's great.
Yes, I'll be ready next time.
That's grit right there.
Uh-huh.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, Abby, there is a lot of things to be tense about in your family. Not being invited to emergency family meetings. I didn't see this one on the chart.
Yeah, this is from Reddit. This is from the Am I the A-hole subreddit, where there's a woman who told her daughter-in-law that she has no right to complain about not being invited to serious family discussions. So here's what happened. So it says, the family has a code word that means to meet up at my home because there is bad news, an emergency family meeting. This is something that is extremely rare, and it means to drop what you're doing and get over as soon as possible. It is only an invite for the kids. No in-laws are invited. This was discussed and agreed upon by everyone. This was due to everyone being most comfortable with sharing bad news with their siblings and not having to be polite with the in-laws. For example, my daughter used the code word as she was getting a divorce and needed help. After everyone fills in their spouses, but they don't give all of the gritty details. So this happened today. We had an emergency meeting. Everyone left, and I got a call from my daughter-in-law that she was upset that she wasn't invited to the meeting. I asked if she knew what these were, and she told me my son explained it. She reiterated that she should still have been invited, and I'm excluding her, and she's upset and expects an invite next time. So people are kind of split down the middle. There are people that are like, oh my gosh, this is so depressing. You don't consider your kids' spouses families. And then there's other people that are like, why is it depressing for people to only want to share their worst moments with the people who are closest to them?
Mm. Yeah, I didn't think she was the a-hole.
I didn't think she was an a-hole either.
It was crazy because I'm like, if something like if I was, let's say use the divorce as an example. Yeah, I'm going to want to tell my sibling, but especially if you have multiple siblings, you're not going to be tight with all of their spouses, like, you know, your sister-in-laws or your brother-in-laws. So it's like, yeah, I you're going to get filled in. But in that moment, they need their tight family unit.
I'm a fan of sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. Yeah. I don't need to be in that case.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know why she's mad about
so
it.
So many people were upset thinking that, like, once you're married, like, you're immediate family. And I'm like, technically, yeah, you are. But when it comes to really sensitive topics, I do think it's a little extra that they're like, code word, meet now. Like,
pineapple. To grandma's house.
All right. So I came across this on Instagram, and it's a question I want to ask you guys and our Burt Show listeners. So Katie Harrington said, what's the weirdest thing you ever got in trouble for at work? All right. What's the weirdest thing you ever got in trouble at work for? And she says, I was accused of being disrespectful because the six people I CC'd on an email weren't listed in order of seniority.
What? That's not a thing.
Apparently it was to this boss. So for instance, if I was going to send you guys an email, I would need to list it in order of seniority or in order of tenure. So say if we're going to do it for tenure, I'm sending the Bert. I would have to do it in this to you. I'd have to put Bert first, and then I'd have to put Cassie, and then I'd have to put Mo, and then I'd have to put Abby. Otherwise, it would be deemed disrespectful.
That's literally insane.
Life is hard enough. Why would you be mad about something like that?
1-855-BERT-SHOW, 1-855-237-8746. I found a Reddit thread of people who have people who got in trouble at work for some of the stupidest reasons. So this one said, it was pirate day at the zoo I worked at. So we were all dressed up as pirates. I had a very blunt, very fake plastic sword. A customer lost her bank card in a gap beneath the snack trailer, and I gave her the plastic sword to reach in the gap and get her card out. I got massively chewed out for giving a customer a weapon. Same boss once told me off for sweeping too loudly as well.
Sweeping too loudly.
Yes, sweeping too loudly. Apparently that's the thing.
Some people are just miserable. That's what I've learned.
Yes, you know, you're 100% correct. All right, again, what's the stupidest, weirdest thing you got in trouble for at work? I have my own office. I do not interact with the public. Some mornings I would wear stockings at work because it was cold. Some days I might get warm and I would go into the bathroom and take off my stockings. I got called into HR that it was distracting that my legs were changing colors during the day. For instance, black in the morning, and then I took them off and they were my legs again. I was told either wear my stockings all day or only wear sheer stockings so it would not be distracting.
How do you even notice that?
Crazy.
How much attention are you paying this woman?
All right, next. This one's so funny because it's like, it's a hypothetical. At my last job, we were all talking about the lottery. There was a record jackpot at the time. People were talking about what they would do with the money if they won. My boss asked me to pay for her to go back to school if I won. I said no. I would not share my hypothetical lottery winnings with her. She got mad and gave me attitude the rest of the week and assigned additional busy work to me because I wouldn't give my hypothetical lottery winnings to her.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lindsay, thanks so much for calling and joining the Burt Show. What was the stupid reason you got in trouble at work?
Yeah, good morning, longtime listener. I work at a small office, and I was moving, and so I had to have my boss sign my tax document in order to send it into my tax people. So then I proceeded to fax my document from my workplace to my tax person that my boss had to sign, and I got written up for using company property for personal reasons.
What? You actually got written up?
Wow.
I got written up. Yeah, it was a mess.
It seems a little excessive. Do you still work for said company?
I do. They're actually very, very good to me. I think it was just a one-off, but it was crazy.
Yeah, she's like, don't fire me. I actually like it there now.
Yeah, I'm cool. We good now.
We just had a bad day. Mm-hmm. Hey, Heather, thanks for joining the Burt Show. What's the stupidest reason you ever got in trouble at work?
Good morning, y'all. That's a few one here. I worked for a roofing company, and I went to lunch and bought some food and came back with a bag and everything, and I ate at my desk. And I went outside and put it in the dumpster, and I got reprimanded instead of putting it in the trash can inside of the office. I put it in the dumpster, and they said that there was disrespect to the company because I didn't use the trash can inside.
What?
So she can't even get through it because she's laughing so hard because it's so stupid. So because you threw your trash in the dumpster and not the trash can inside, that was disrespecting company property.
Yes.
I don't even know how to wrap my head around that.
It's very simple. The trash can obviously went to HR, was very offended that she didn't want to put her trash in it.
Got it. Don't disrespect the trash.
Another one from the Reddit thread that made me laugh. This person just said, being on time.
That what?
They got in trouble for being on time. Apparently, it made my manager look bad because they were never on time. All right, last one. Alexa, thanks for joining the show. What was the stupidest reason you ever got in trouble at work?
I got in trouble at work for sitting in a chair.
Okay. Whose chair did you sit in?
It was a work chair. It was everybody's chair, but one of my coworkers got aggravated because I was sitting in a chair when she wasn't allowed to sit in a chair.
Why wasn't she
allowed?
Yeah. I have a medical reason that I'm allowed to sit in a chair. I have nerve damage. And she was aggravated that they wouldn't allow her to sit in a chair, but I was allowed to sit in a chair.
Yeah, but why can't she sit? Why isn't she allowed to sit in a chair? Where do you work?
I work at a hotel, so we have standing desks.
So you can't.
But I'm allowed to sit in a chair because I have nerve damage with my leg.
So she was hating.
And she was feeling some type of way because she wasn't allowed to sit in the chair.
There you go.
You know what? Valid.
Yes.
Abby said it best. Some people are miserable.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home. With hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.